you that you are here with us.
主耶稣基督，谢谢你跟我们在一起。
And just as what our brother Nigel has prayed,
就像刚才那家弟兄所祷告的。
Without you, Lord God, there is no meaning here.
离开你，我们所做的一切都没有任何的意义。
So we thank you for your presence here.
所以我们感谢你跟我们同在这里。
We thank you for your precious word.
我们感谢你珍贵的话语。
I pray for every single one of us here today.
我们今天为在这里的每一位弟兄姐妹祷告。
From the youngest to the oldest.
从最年纪最轻的到最长的。
That we may be able to discern what you are saying to us.
我们能够去辨别你对我们所说的话。
Because you are the good shepherd.
因为你是我们的好牧者。
And that your sheep.Can hear your voice.
你的羊认得你的声音。
So I pray, Lord God, for spiritual discernment in this house.
所以我祷告主啊，你的求那个属灵的辨别能力在这里。
I speak in the name of Jesus.
我奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
I cast all evil spirit away from this house.
我去除掉一切所有的邪恶的灵在这里。
By the authority of Christ.
用主耶稣基督的权柄。
Us as the children of the Most High God.
而是我们是神最高神的儿女。
We say we are here to listen to the voice of God.
我们要在这里听上帝的话语。
So here we are, God.
所以我们在这里，上帝啊。
We are attentive to your voice.
我们专心专注你的话语。
Speak to us, O Lord, for your servants are listening.
对我们讲话，主啊，我们你的仆人在听。
In Jesus' name we pray.
在主耶稣基督的名里祷告。
Amen. Amen. Amen.You know, the Bible says, without vision, the people perish.
圣经里面说，如果没有异象的话，民就幻视。
It is so important for us to know where God is leading us.
非常重要的知道神要带我们走到哪个地方去。
And I was telling you that I was back in Kuala Lumpur.
牧师告诉大家，他牧师在吉隆坡的时候。
And one of the things that is very famous in Kuala Lumpur is our road system.
在吉隆坡最出名的是什么事情？
我们的交通系统。
交通系统。
It is frankly quite a mess.
这是非常的混乱。
And I grew up in KL.
牧师在吉隆坡长大。
And even for me to get around is quite difficult.
即使他在吉隆坡走来走去也是非常的困难。
I will use a GPS or a Google Map.
他们使用导航系统。
But even with that, I will still get lost.
即使用导航系统在吉隆坡还是迷失方向。
Now, do you know that God has given us a roadmap in our lives?
你知道吗？神在我们的生命当中有给我们一个导航的系统。
Everything that is needed for us in our lives is written in the Word of God.
我们在生命当中所需要的一切都已经写在神的话语当中。
Many times we feel lost is because we are not walking with the Word of God and with God.
许多时候我们感到迷失，是因为我们没有去看圣经的话语去做，并且没跟主同在。
So for the next few weeks, we're going to talk about the vision of God for this church.
所以剩下几个星期，我要跟大家分享神对这个教会的意向。
I want you to hear carefully because it has also to do with the vision of your life.
我要大家很认真的听，因为这也关系到你自己生命当中的意向。
Because I believe as I prepare for this message, God has a word for you.
因为我相信当准备这个正道的文章的正道的题目的时候，也有神也有话语要给你讲。
Because truth be told, many people are living a life like on autopilot.
因为我们许多时候，我们活着生命就好像有一个自动驾驶在那边走。
We are not quite sure where we are going.
我们不大清楚我们往哪个方向去。
Sometimes we feel lost.
有时候我们觉得迷失了。
But in these next couple of weeks, God is going to provide clarity to you.
但是接下来的几个星期，上帝要给你很清楚的指明你应该走的方向。
Amen.
Amen.
So next few weeks is what we're going to talk about.
所以这下几个星期我们要跟大家分享的。
How can we discern the vision of God in our lives?
我们怎样辨别神在我们生命当中的意向？
We have to ask three questions.
我们要问三个问题。
Number one is, what is God doing among us?
第一个问题，神在我们当中做是什么
？Secondly, is where is God leading us?
第二个问题，神在带领我们往哪里去
？And lastly, is how then do we fulfill the vision of God?
第三个问题就我们如何成就神的意向
？You can personalize this by saying, "What is God doing in my life?"
你把这个放在你自己的个人生命当中，就是想神要在我的生命当中成就什么。
Where is God leading me？
神在带领我走向哪个地方
？Or my family？
或者我的家庭
？And how can I fulfill the vision of God in my life？
我怎样的去实现神在我生命当中的意象
？There was this scripture in John chapter 5 verse 19。
这是在约翰福音第五章第十九节里面的
Now, the context of this story is this.
那这个经节的背景是这样子的。
Jesus was performing a miracle during Sabbath day.
耶稣在众多人当中彰显了他的行了他的神迹。
And it was because he performed a miracle and he healed a man.
因为他彰显他的神迹，他医治了一个人。
And because of that, the Jews were really offended, or the Jewish leaders at that time were highly offended.
因为耶稣在安息日治病，所以在那个时候的犹太那些法利赛人，并且那些犹太会堂的那些领袖对他就非常的反感。
And when they start questioning Jesus,
他们就在那边责问耶稣。
And this is what Jesus has to answer them.
所以这是耶稣给他们的答案。
And Jesus gave them this answer.
耶稣这样给他们回答。
He says, "Very truly, I tell you."
耶稣对他们说，我实实在在的告诉你们
，The Son can do nothing by himself.
只凭着自己不能够做什么。
Now this is quite a puzzling passage.
这是非常重要的信息。
Now because you and I know that Lord Jesus Christ Himself, He's the Son of God.
因为你跟我们都知道。主耶稣他自己是神的儿子
He can do many things.
他可以做很多的事情
But why would Jesus say that the Son can do nothing by himself?
但为什么耶稣他说只凭着自己不能够做什么
The God who creates the heaven and earth.
神创造的天地万物
The God who gives you and I breath.
神给你给我生命的气息
The God who raised the dead.
上帝要能使从死里复活。
The God who performed a miracle just then.
那耶稣神他自己刚刚行了神迹。
Why would he say the Son can do nothing by himself?
为什么耶稣说只凭着自己不能够做什么
？And this is a very important way for us to understand the scripture.
所以这点是非常重要，我们要明白的圣经的这个点。
He said when Christ comes.
但圣经里面说，当耶稣来的时候，基督来的时候
，He supplies us the example of what it means to be a human being.
他基督要给我们一个例子，使我们知道人类应该成为什么样的样式。
And that Christ would willingly submit himself under the authority of the Father.
所以基督他自己非常自愿的、愿意的把自己交托在上帝的权柄底下。
That's the reason why he said the Son can do nothing by himself.
所以这是原因，为什么耶稣说只凭着自己做不能做什么。
So the important principle for us is this.
所以对我们来说最重要的原则是这一点。
Vision requires total dependence on God.
意向需要完全的依靠神。
When we ask the question, what is God doing among us, or where is God leading us, it is very important that we come with a posture of surrender.
当我们问这个意向说，神要在我们中间做什么，神要带领我们去什么地方的时候，我们要完全的降服在上帝的面前。
The Bible also says that apart from Him, we can do nothing.
圣经里面也是这样说，离开神，我们做不了什么。
Recently, I celebrated my son's 18th birthday.
刚刚牧师庆祝他儿子的十八岁的生日。
I can't believe my little Timothy is 18th.
他不敢相信他的儿子 Timothy 已经十八岁了。
I still remember 18 years ago when he was born.
他牧师还记得，当十八年以前他的儿子刚刚出生的时候。
I remember I was carrying him.
那牧师抱着他的小孩这个第一头生子头子。
And at that time I was thinking to myself.
他那个时候牧师他自己给自己讲。
He is so cute.
他是真的很
可爱，
可爱。
He is so helpless.
他真的很无助。
First time being a father, I can tell this.
第一次成为父亲，牧师可以这样告诉大家。
I don't know why when I was carrying him, suddenly just the love of the father just flooded.
他不知道怎么样，当他抱着他的儿子的时候，突然是。父爱，父亲的爱突然来到他的生命当中。
And it suddenly I had this illumination. I was thinking, if I can love my son so much, how much more the father's love is for us?
他牧师在想, 我是这样的爱我的儿子, 我的天父是怎样更多的爱我?
Do you know a baby is totally dependent on the parents?
你知道吗? 小孩子是完全的依靠依赖父母的。
And our relationship with Father in heaven should be the same.
我们跟天父的关系也应该是这样子的。
So the first thing, if we want to know what God is doing among us or where God is leading us, we must have this posture of surrender.
所以第一个最关键的是，如果我们要想知道神在我们生命当中做什么，神要怎样的带领我们，最关键就完全的顺服上帝。We
have to humble ourselves.
我们要谦卑在神的面前。
And say, Lord,
说神啊，
Here I am.
我现在我在这里。I
am yours.
我是属于你的。
You have purchased and redeemed me with the blood of Christ.
你拯救我，用耶稣基督的血来救赎我。
I want to know what you have in store for me.
我要明白，我要知道你在我生命当中准备了什么。
What you have in store for this church.
你为这个教会准备了什么。So
that we can obey and fulfill your will.
所以我们要顺服，要实现你的旨意。
Total dependence.
完全的信依赖上帝。
So what is the vision that God has given us as a church?
所以上帝给我们整个教会的意向是什么呢？
We are a God-loving, Christ-centered, Spirit-filled, Word-grounded, disciple-making church.
我们是一个爱神，以基督为中心，被圣灵充满，以真理为根基，塑造门徒的教会。
Now, when I was praying many years ago about what kind of church that God wants to build,
当牧师在很多年前在那边祷告说，上帝要我们建立、建造什么样的教会？
God did not give me a size.
上帝没给牧师一个意向，什么？
God did not give me a location.
上帝没给牧师一个地点。
God did not give me an image of what the church building would look like.
上帝没给牧师说一个形象，说教会的建筑应该像什么样子？
All that the Lord revealed is the kind of church that He wants to build.
上帝所要的就是。 所彰显的，让牧师所看到的就是上帝要牧师看到是什么样的教会，上帝要建造的。
First thing first is a church who loves God.
第一个最关键的是教会要爱上帝，爱神。
We love because God first loved us.
我们爱神，因为神先爱我们。
Everything that we do must come from the love of God.
我们在所做的一切都要是从爱神而出发的。
We serve because we love.
我们侍奉因为我们爱。
Now early in the morning, we have a setup team come and set up everything for us here.
很早的早晨，我们有团队来这里帮忙，这所有的一切都放置起来。
And when you're still fast asleep at 6:30 or 7 a.m., we have a team here doing setup for us.
很多人我们还在六点七点还在睡觉的时候，有一群弟兄姐妹就进来这里来准备。
Why? Because they love God.
为什么？因为我们爱神。
And it's we are Christ-centered church.
我们是以基督为中心的教会。
Why is this such an important thing?
为什么这是个非常重要的事情？
Because if you are not Christ-centered,
因为如果我们不以耶稣基督为中心，
we can become people-centered.
我们要变成以人为中心的教会。
If we become a people-centered church,
因为如果把教会变成以人为中心的教会，
That is not to say people are not important.
那并不是说人并不重要。
Of course, you are important.
当然的，每个人都非常重要。
You are so important that Christ died for you.
你是重要到耶稣为你而死。
But the church must exist to glorify Jesus and to worship Jesus.
但教会存在是为了荣耀耶稣，为了高举耶稣。
The center is important.
那中心是非常重要的。
Because if people become centered and not God, we become a political party.
如果不是上帝为中心，而是人为中心的话，那我们教会就变成个政治的团体。
And we do not want that doing.
我们不需要一个政治的团体在教会。
And this is also a spirit-filled church.
所以这是个圣灵充满的教会。
When Christ ascended,
当耶稣基督是中心的时候，
the Father and the Son send the Holy Spirit.
圣父甚至就把圣灵差遣到教会当中。
Why?
为什么？
to empower us to live a victorious Christian life.
是要使我们有能力过着得胜的基督徒的生活。
And the Holy Spirit is given to continue the ministry of Jesus on earth.
那圣灵要来，要继续耶稣基督在这世界上的事工。
And we are also a word-grounded church.
我们也是以上帝的话语为中，为根基的教会。
Everything that we do in this church must be grounded with the Word of God.
我们在教会当中所做的一切，必须以圣经、上帝的话语为根基。
It must be rooted in the truth of God.
我们必须以真理、上帝的真理为根基，扎根在里面。
If you build your marriage and your family with the truth of God,
如果你建立你的婚姻、建立的教会、家庭以上帝的真理为基根基的话
，the blessing of God will come to you.
那上帝的赐福、祝福会到你的生命当中。
I've got a question I want to ask. It's just a survey.
我只是一个好像研究的调查题，问大家一个问题。
Now, how many of you have built furnitures or bought furnitures from IKEA before?
有多少人是从宜家公司买那个家具来自己组装的
？How many?
有多少人？
A few, yeah.
有些人啊，从一家公司买家具自己。
Second question, how many of you would read the instruction before building it?
第二个问题，有多少个人看了那个说明书，然后才组装起来
？Who do not read instruction and just go straight to it?
有谁没看那个说明书直接组装的
？Quite a few as well.
有些人是没看说明书就直接组装的。
The Word of God is like an instruction manual for us.
那上帝的话语就像我们的说明书。
Many times we do not know how to raise a child.
很多时候我们不知道怎样抚养我们的子女。
We do not know how to maintain a friendship.
我们不知道怎样maintain怎样的维持友谊友情。
We do not know how to build a marriage.
我们不知道怎样建立我们的婚姻。
Or we do not know how to deal with conflict.
我们不知道怎样面对我们的矛盾。
Do you know the Bible has many, many things to say about things like that?
你知道圣经里面有很多的话语讲到这些事情。
And that you will apply the Word of God in your life.
如果你把上帝的话语放在你的生命当中去施行
，the blessing of God will come to you.
那上帝的祝福就会来到你的生命当中。
And last but not least, we are a disciple-making church.
那最后一点也不是最小的，就是我们是塑造门徒的教会。
And this is the vision that God has given us for us.
是上帝给这个意象给我们，是我们为给我们每个人的。
Now, casting vision is about seeing what the Father is doing.
那塑造意象就是看见天父正在做的事情。
The key word being seeing.
那最关键的就是看见。
Because Jesus then say, He, meaning Jesus, He can only do what He sees His Father doing.
因为耶稣他自己说，他重要。耶稣说，他只能够说，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做。
So my question for you is this.
所以我给大家的个问题是
，What are you seeing?
你看见什么
？What are you pursuing?
你在追求什么
？You see, vision is about discerning what God is.Already doing and aligning ourselves with Him.
那意象是分辨神已经在做的事情，并且使自己跟他对齐。
Many times we get it the other way around.
很多时候我们就走了一个相反的方向。
The way we do or craft a vision is this.
我们要做的对意象来说是这样子。
Is what I want.
我们很多时候是说我要做什么。
What my family want.
我的家庭要什么
？Is me, myself, and I，
都是我自己。
But Jesus is different，
但耶稣是不一样的。
Jesus says I'm only doing what my Father is doing。
耶稣他是说我只做我天父亲要做的事情。
But before he does, he starts to see and he can discern what God is doing。
但他开始做之前的时候，他开始看到并且去分辨神在做什么。
And that is a very important thing.
这是个非常重要的事情。
And that is a spiritual discernment.
这是个属灵的分辨。
You see, many years ago, when I first started, actually not that many years ago, this is actually my seventh year serving here.
当牧师七年以前开始在这个教会侍奉的时候
I started serving the year 2019.
当牧师是2019年在这个教会开始施工。
I was helping Pastor Ken to relieve him.
那牧师在这个教会是帮忙K 牧师另外一个牧师他去度假。
And one of the things when I started taking over the role as a senior pastor,
当牧师当第一次当开始做这个主任牧师的时候呢
，The first question I ask myself is this.
那牧师第一个问题问他自己的问题是
，What is God already doing in this house?
上帝已经在这个家中开始做了什么
？Where is the blessing of God in this house?
上帝的祝福在这个教会当中是什么
？There were many things.
那很多很多的事情。
But I only give you one example.
但我只给你一个例子。
One of the things that I've seen God moving is with our Chinese community.
但第一个看到的牧师就看到的是看到上帝在中文的教会讲中文的人社群当中开始做些工作。
At that time we have our English speaking class.
那个时候我们有英文的课程。
I think that time it was run by our sister Serene.
那时候是 Serene 姐妹在那边做这个事。
So I called her.
然后牧师就打电话给 Serene.
I said, Sister Serene.
她说Serene 姐妹。
I heard that you are doing this English class.
我听到你在教英文的课程。
The next question I asked is, how can I help you to do it even better?
那个问题就是他问我怎样的帮助你使这个英文课程做得更好。
She was so excited.
他就非常的兴奋。
She can't believe that the pastor would call her and ask her how can I even make it better.
他不能想，他非常兴奋，就想不到牧师会打电话问他怎样的帮助使这个英文的课程做得更好。
So she recruited me to be an English teacher.
所以他就招收牧师成为英文的教师。
But praise God, from there we can see our Chinese community grow.
但很感谢上帝，从那个时候我们开始看到华文中文的社区开始成长。
We can see that in the city of KC there are many many migrants, and one of the top migrants are people from China.
我们可以看到在 KC 这个地方呢，很多的中国人是正在成长，包括是许多从大陆来的。
So whenever we ask what God is doing.
所以当牧师开始问神在做什么的时候
It is very important that we start observing the people around us and what God is already doing in our midst.
我们要观察神在我们周围的人群当中神
And know the heart of the Father. And what is the heart of the Father?
上帝的心是什么
The heart of the Father is always to bless his people.
那天父的心总是要祝福他的子民
Turn to the one next to you and say,God bless you.
对彼此说神祝福你。
The heart of the Father is always to bless you.
上帝的心总是要祝福你。
You don't believe me?
你不相信吗？
In Genesis chapter 1,
从创世纪第一章，
when God created man,
当上帝创造了人类，
God created many things before that,
在之前上帝创造了很多很多东西。
But only after God created man,
当只有当上帝创造了人类以后
，He said，
上帝说
，And God blessed them，
神赐福给他们。
If you want the Bible reference is Genesis 1 verse 28。
如果你要看圣经是创世纪的第一章第二十八节。
When God called Abraham in Genesis chapter 12，
当创世纪第十二章当神呼召亚伯拉罕的时候
，God says I'm going to bless you。
上帝对他说：“我要祝福你。”
Why?
为什么？
So you can be a blessing to others.
所以你要成为许多其他人的祝福。
The heart of God is always to bless His people.
天父的心总是要祝福他的子民。
God wants to bless your family.
神要赐福给家庭。
God wants to bless your marriage.
上帝要赐福给你的婚姻。
God wants to bless your children.
上帝要赐福给你的子女。
God wants to bless your parents.
上帝要赐福给你的父母。
God wants to bless your health.
上帝要赐福给我们健康的身体。
God wants to bless your work.
上帝要赐福给你的工作。
The Lord wants us to be fruitful and multiply in all that we do.
上帝要我们能够成长，能够繁殖更多的生长，结更多的果实。
And the Lord wants to build His church.
上帝要建造他的教会。
Jesus says, "And on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail."
上帝说，耶稣说，在这个磐石上，我要建立我的教会，地狱的门不能够攻打他。
Now, how many of you know that when God says something, He will do?
很许多人我们知道上帝要说什么他就要做什么。
Last year September, I had the privilege to go to Lausanne Conference.
去年的九月份，牧师有机会去参加洛桑大会。
I was joined by 5,000 other Christians from 200 plus nations.
他牧师参加的是大概五千多个的领袖，从两百多个国家一起来。
And one of the things that I've learned is this.
牧师学到一个事情是。
That God is building His global church around the world.
上帝在世界全球建立他的全球性的教会。
That God is building His church.
上帝建立他的教会。
And then God shed His blood for the church.
上帝把他的血洒给交给教会。
And then God empowered His church to do His work.
上帝给教会能力去做他的工作。
The salvation of this earth is on the church of Jesus Christ.
这个世界上的救赎拯救是在主耶稣基督的教会里。
So you and I play a very important role.
所以你跟我们都做一个非常重要的角色。
So what has God done in the year 2024 for us?
所以在2024年神在我们教会当中做了什么呢？
Last year alone we have 21 baptisms.
那去年一年我们有21位弟兄姐妹受洗。
It was the highest, I think, in the last couple of years.
就过去几年来，去年是最多的受洗人数的一次。
We have recorded around 73 new believers who make first-time commitment.
我们记录下来将近有73个人第一次接受了耶稣做个人生命的救主。
And then around 35 people are in the discipleship relationships.
所以有大概有35人在门徒训练的关系当中。
Why are these important?
为什么这些是非常的重要？
Because every single one who gives their life to Jesus is a win for the kingdom of God.
因为每个人把他的生命交给主耶稣的时候，就是上帝的国度在得胜。
It's a chance for them to turn their life for Jesus.
因为是有机会使他们的生命转向耶稣。
You know, going back to Malaysia for the last 2 weeks, it opened up my eyes a little bit more.
在过去两个星期，牧师回到马来西亚的时候，他的眼界还是又打开了。
I spent some time with my parents who are 80 years old now.
那牧师有花了一些时间跟他将近八十岁的父母在一起。
I'm a second generation Christian.
牧师是第二代的基督徒。
My dad is the first generation.
牧师的父亲是第一代的基督徒。
So I took my children back to where I used to live.
所以牧师就把他的孩子带回到他原来居住的地方。
In a low-cost housing,
他牧师住的原来是住可能是贫民区吧，
廉价屋。And then we have only 2 rooms.
那个地方只有两个房间
，shared by 5 of us.
就五个人住在两个房间里面。
It was very small.
但是那个房间是非常的小。
Growing up, I do not understand what is privacy nor personal space.
所以牧师长大的时候从来没有什么隐私权这个方面的，都是住在一起，大家都知道。
And then when my father became a Christian,
当他牧师的父亲成为基督徒的时候
，My dad is a teacher.
他的父亲是一个老师。
Before he knew Christ,
在他成为基督徒知道耶稣基督之前呢
，He was a gambler.
他是个赌徒。
But after he became a believer,
当他成为信耶稣以后呢
，He became a saint.
他成为圣徒。
从赌徒到圣徒。
从赌徒到圣徒。OK, from gambler become saints.
Very good. From gambler to a saint. And because of Jesus,
在因为耶稣基督
not only God changes his life,
上帝不仅仅改变了他的生命
not only God changes his marriage,
上帝不仅仅改变了他的婚姻
God changed our entire family.
上帝改变了整个的家庭
I can say with my hand over my heart.
耶稣那个牧师可以按着他的心口说
that because of Jesus,
因为耶稣
my entire family has changed.
整个家庭
So this time around when I went back,
所以这一次牧师回到马来西亚
my brother is a businessman.
那牧师的哥哥是一个做生意的
my sister was an investment banker.
他姐姐是在银行做投资的。
And then when we gather together,
当他们聚在一起的时候
and we look back what we were,
他们回头看他们原来的处境
to what we are today,
一直到现在的位置
we can only give thanks to Jesus.
他们只能够向上帝献上感恩
because God does change our life.
因为上帝改变了 他们的生命。
You see, we don't create God's movement.
你知道我们不创造上帝的运动。
But we can position ourselves to move with Him.
但是我们可以调整我们自己跟上帝同行。
Are you positioning yourself to move with God, to ride the wave with God?
你是不是把自己调整好位置，跟上帝一起走，跟上帝一起冲浪呢？
The blessing of God always rests upon the church.
上帝的赐福总是在教会当中。
When you are committed to a church,
我们委身在一个教会当中。
From a place of love and trust,
从一个爱，从一个信靠的角度来委身教会。
Not selfish ambition or personal agenda.
并不是个人的自私的那种抱负。
Come to look for a wife.
到教会来是找一个漂亮的妻子。
I'm not talking about those, all right?
我不是讲那些人啊。
But if truly you're here for the love of God,
但是通过在这里，你对上帝的爱
，you position yourself to receive the blessing of God.
你跟把自己调整好位置来接受神的祝福。
Just like a child that is in the family.
就像一个小孩在家庭当中成长
will always inherit the blessing of the house.
这个家小孩总是接受了家庭的产业。
Amen.
Amen.
Just like the story of the prodigal son.
就好像那个流浪的孩子在教会在圣经里面说
的。The moment he leaves the house,
那个浪子他离开家庭的时候
the blessing of the father stops.
那他的父亲的祝福就失去了。
Now, secondly,
那第二点,
God's vision is for you personally and not just the church.
上帝的意象不仅仅是给教会，也是为你个人的。
Now, every believer is called to see what God is doing in their own life and respond.
每个信徒都被呼召去看见神在自己生命当中的作为，并做出回应。
The question then is, how then do we discern what God is doing in our lives?
那问题是我们怎样去辨别知道神在我们生命当中的意象呢？
There are three questions you can ask yourself.
那有三个问题你可以问自己。
In order to discern what God is doing in your life.
然后去辨别神在你生命当中所做的什么。
In order to discern the vision of God in your life.
去辨别神在你生命当中的意象是什么。
When I was studying in university.
当牧师在大学学习的时候。
Many years ago.
很多年以前。
I asked myself this question.
牧师就问自己一个问题
God, I am still young.
上帝我还很年轻
I have many years ahead of me, I think.
我想我在我前面还有很多年的日子
What would you like me to do?
你要我做些什么
And these are the questions, at least the first question I'll ask myself this.
所以这些问题第一个问题至少问我自己
And the time the Lord already put in my heart that I should be a pastor.
在那时候上帝就让牧师的心跳想他将来要成为一个牧师。
The first question you have to ask yourself is this.
那第一个问题你要问问你自己。
What has God placed into your hands?
上帝已经把什么东西放在你的手里了。
Everyone has a talent.
每个人都有才能。
Some of you is very good with your hands.
有些人的手非常的灵巧。
Everything you make is beautiful.
你所做的一切都非常的漂亮。
I don't have that gift.
牧师没有那种恩赐。
Some of you are very good with your brain.
有些人的头脑非常的灵活。
Some of you are very good with your mouth.
有些人很会讲话。
Always get yourself out of trouble.
总是使你给你带来麻烦。
But whatever that God has placed into your hands,
但上帝给你的手里面给你的是什么？
That will form of what God wants you to do in the future.
那就影响到你将来可以为上帝做。
Young people, I want you to listen to me.
年轻人要听牧师讲。
Especially those who are still studying in the high school and university.
特别还在高中、还在大学学习的。
I know some of you here.
我知道你们有些人在这里。
Sometimes when you look into the future, you wonder, what am I supposed to do?
有些人你看着将来，你说哦，在那边迷惑，在想我将来要做些什么。
You're anxious about the future.
你对将来感兴趣。
You're anxious about climate change.
你对将来的这个气候改变感到兴趣。
You're anxious about the economy.
你忧虑将来的经济是什么样。
That you are worried.
你在那边担忧。
But there's one thing I want to assure you.
但有件事情我可以给你让你确实的知道。
If today you are willing to put your heart, your hand, your life in the hands of God.
如果今天你 愿意把你自己的生命交在上帝的手中。
And that if you are willing to boldly ask yourself these questions,
然后你很勇敢地问你自己这个问题。
And that you position yourself to God,
然后把你自己跟上帝的位置向调整到上帝的位置。
God will look after you.
上帝要看顾你。
That God will look after you.
上帝要看顾你。
And that God will look after you.
上帝要看顾你。
And for those who are not so young,
那些不太年轻的
you have some life experiences in life.
你已经在生命当中经历过有些经验了
And perhaps some of you are already right at the border between earth and heaven.
有些人可能在天堂跟地球之间嘛
The 边界 The border.
边界 OK. Border, 边界
You can still ask yourself these questions.
你可以问自己这个问题
Why?
为什么
Because Caleb, even at the age of 18, is still asking God, "Where is my mountain?"
因为加勒他八十岁的时候还在问上帝说：“上帝啊，我的山在哪里？”
As long as you are breathing today,
你现在即使你还在呼吸，你还在呼吸的时候
，God is not done with you.
上帝还没在你的生命当中还没完成他的工作。
God's dream is still alive.
上帝的在你生命当中的梦想还是活的。
God's vision for you is yet to be fulfilled.
上帝对你生命的意向还是要你去实现的。
So never give up in life.
所以不要放弃在你的生命当中。
So what has God placed into your hands? Your talent.
所以上帝在你的手当中放了什么？给你的才能是什么
？The second question to ask yourself is where is God stretching me, challenging me?
第二个问题就是上帝在怎样什么地方在？让我去挑战我的生命的边界，我生长。
Where is my pain point? What are my struggles?
我的痛点在哪里？我挣扎的地方在哪里
？Because your pain points and your struggles are indicators of where God is working.
因为你的感到痛苦的地方，你挣扎的地方，就是上帝在那个地方工作。
Where God is stretching you.
当上帝拉伸你的时候
，Where God is challenging you.
挑战你的时候。
These are the areas that God wants you to put focus on.
这些地方就是上帝让你注视的地方。
I will give you an example.
让给你一个例子。
Some of you, your pain point is your spouse.
有些人你的痛点就是你的伴侣。
None of you are here.
这些人没有的。
I'm just describing myself.
我只是讲牧师他自己。
So everyone relax.
所以大家都可以。
Don't look at your spouse. Don't look at your spouse funny.
不要看着你的对，不要看着你的伴侣感到很。
By nature, I am a quick person.
这很自然，对自然来说，牧师的性格本身是非常急躁的，
比较急性哦，
比较急性。OK.
And my wife is not so quick.
这牧师的太太师母呢，就不是那么急性的，慢性子的，
是慢性。
是慢性子的，
非常慢性，very slow,
very slow.
I'm going to be in trouble tonight.
牧师今晚回去要有问题的。
So God has a sense of humor.
所以上帝是非常幽默的。
So He put Kenny and Sinkyu together.
所以他把 Kenny 牧师跟师母 Sinkyu 放在一起。
What do you think is going to happen?
你就想这次发生什么事情
？Even the simple thing of going out of the door.
就很简单的出门的时候，这简单的事情
，it become a point of conflict，
就变成一个矛盾了。
Where to eat？
要去哪个地方吃
？What kind of bread to buy？
什么样的面包要买什么样的面包
？It become a point of conflict，
就变成矛盾的爆发的地方。
Pain point，
痛点。
But this pain point is where God is working in me。
所以这个痛点呢，就是神在牧师生命当中的工作。
What is the fruit of the Holy Spirit?
圣灵的果子是什么
？Love, joy, peace.
大家都讲了，爱、喜乐、平安，这个忍耐是圣灵的果实。
God is growing patience in me.
上帝在牧师的生命当中让他成长忍耐的果子。
God is growing self-control for her.
上帝让他有个。自我控制的能力在师母的生命当中。
So next time when there is a pain point,
所以下一次你碰到个痛点的话
，Don't just complain,
不要在那边抱怨。
Ask yourself what is God doing?
问上帝说，上帝你在我生命当中做
什么 ？Don't try to change another person, they won't change.
不要想着去改变另外一个人，另外一个人从来不会改变的。 就像牧师。
From personal experience.
从牧师个人的经验来说是这样子。
But what change?
但什么样是什么东西会改变呢
？Is that the fruit of the Holy Spirit will grow?
但是圣灵的果实会在你生命当中成长。
Now I'm actually slower.
那现在呢，牧师变成慢性的。
Sometimes slower than my wife.
你说比师母更慢。
When she becomes impatient.
当牧师师母感到不耐烦的时候
，I say I'm becoming more like Jesus and more like you.
他牧师是说，我就越来越像耶稣，越来越像你的。
So a pain point very often is where God is working in your life.
所以痛点最经常的是上帝在你生命当中的工作。
Can I get an amen for that?
大家可以说阿门吗
？The last but not least, vision is a call to action following the Father's work.
但第三点不是最后一点，就是意向是行动的呼召，跟随天父的工作。
Jesus then says, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does.
耶稣对他门徒说：“父所做的事情，子也照样做。”
You see, Jesus sees what the Father is doing.
你看，耶稣看着他的父亲做什么。
But he didn't just stop there.
但并不是停在那个地方。
Very often we ask ourselves what God is doing. We can see what God is doing.
我们经常问自己说：“我们问上帝做什么，也看见上帝做什么。”
We only see.
我们只是看。
But we don't do.
我们不做。
That's not the point.
这并不是这点。
Especially children.
特别是孩子。
They can see the table is a mess.
他们可以看到桌子上很乱。
They can see there are many house chores to be done.
他们看到很多的家务需要做的。
But how many of you know that seeing is not enough?
那很多人你要知道，光光看见的还不够的。
There are many work in the house of God too.
那上帝的家中也有很多的工作要做。
Many of us see what needs to be done.
我们很多人看到什么事情需要做。
Good on you.
你做看到非常好。
Some of you will even take the next step by calling Pastor Kenny.
那还有些人会甚至做了进一步的工作，给牧师打电话。
Pastor, I know what needs to be done.
牧师，我知道要做些什么事情。
I can see what needs to be done.
我可以看见这个教会需要做些什么事情。
You should do this, this, and this, and this.
你要这样做，这样做，这样做。
Seeing is not enough.
你光光看见了还不够。
Visions is not just about knowing, but it's about responding.
意向不仅仅是认知，更是需要行动的回应。
There needs to be an action.
那需要行动的。
The truth is, this is not just a vision for the church.
这个真理是这个不仅是教会的意向。
It is a vision for you.
也是对你个人生命的意向。
We can change the we to I.
我们可以把这个我们变成我。
But I am a God-loving, Christ-centered, Spirit-filled, Word-grounded, disciple-making person.
我是一个爱神以基督为中心被圣灵充满以真理为根基塑造门徒的人。
You can also say this for your family.
你也可以对你的家庭这样说。
And as a church, we are committed to do this.
就成为一个教会们委身做这样的事情。
The question then is, how will you join in what he's doing?
但问题是，你要如何参与神在做的工作呢
？Next 2 weeks, I'll unpack more.
那在接下来的两个星期，牧师会分享更多。
I'll give you more specificity.
那牧师会给大家更具体的事情。
But the important thing for us to take away today is this.
但更重要的，我们要看着这一点。
Is that we must have a humble heart with a posture of surrender to hear and to see what God is doing.
那我们需要一个谦卑的心，带着一个顺服的位置，然后看去顺服神要我们做些什么。
Ask this question for yourself, for your family.
对自己，对你的家庭问这个问题。
And of course, ask the same question for this house of God.
也同样的问同样的问题，对这个教会来说。
Because the heart of the Father is always to bless His people.
因为天父的心总是要赐福给他的子民。
And that He wants to bless you.
他要赐福给你。
And then he's going to build his church.
然后他要建立他的教会。
And the gates of hell shall not prevail.
那地狱的能力是不能够冲击的。
Last but not least, I want to list this verse to you.
最后的也不是最小的。 牧师要你这个话给大家。
How would you respond to God?
我们要怎样回应上帝的话语呢？
I pray that this verse in 2 Timothy 4:7 will encourage us.
我祷告这在提摩太后书的这个经节能够鼓励大家。
Paul said, I fought the good fight.
保罗说那美好的仗我已经打过了
I finished the race
当跑的路我已经跑尽了
I've kept the faith
所信的道我已经守住了
The journey of following Jesus is never easy
跟随耶稣的旅途从来不是那么简单的
Pursuing the vision of Christ would take a lot of sacrifice
跟随耶稣的意向要有许多的奉献跟牺牲
But be strong and courageous
但我带着强壮的鼓励大家
Do not be afraid
不要害怕
For the future glory awaits you
因为将来的荣耀在那边等待着我们
Amen
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 Let us all stand
让我们大家一起站起来
Even as we come to this closing song
当我们在这个结束的 歌的时候
Perhaps I want you to first close your eyes I want to ask I believe God wants to speak to some of you and minister to you
我想大家能够闭上眼睛我相信上帝要跟你讲话
As I share this message I believe God is speaking to your heart
当牧师分享这个信息的时候相信神在给你的心讲话
There are certain things that the Spirit of God is impressing upon your heart
有些事情上帝的灵放在你的心里面
Perhaps it's a vision that God has given you
可能是上帝给你一个意象
But you have totally forgotten about it.
可能你已经完全的忘掉了。
Or you have given up.
或者你放弃了。
Today Jesus wants to revive that vision.
让上帝今天要使这个意象重新的活起来。
And God wants to input His faith to you.
上帝要把他的信心浇灌给你。
And God wants to fire you up again.
上帝要使你的心再次的火热起来。
Perhaps some of you here.
可能有些人在这里。
When we talk about the topic of pain point.
我们讲到痛点的时候
There are many pain points in your life
可能在你的生命当中有许多的痛苦
You are struggling
你在那边挣扎
But today God wants to meet where you are
但上帝今天要在你所处的位置跟你相遇
God wants to meet your needs
上帝要遇见你所需要的给你所需要的
God wants to heal your broken heart
上帝要医治你破碎的心
God wants to restore your family
上帝要使你的家庭恢复
Would you surrender yourself to God?
你要把自己奉献给神。
So as we sing this last worship song,
当我们唱这最后的一首歌的时候
for those of you who want to receive the grace and the blessing of God,
是那些要接受上帝的恩典跟赐福的
I want you that during this worship time, you just surrender yourself to God.
我鼓励大家当在敬拜神的时候把自己完全的献上给上帝。
Sing to the Lord.
向上帝唱歌。
Tell him what's inside your heart.
告诉神你心头所想的。
Because God knows.
因为神知道
Let's worship the Lord together.
让我们敬拜上帝一起。